Hello.
Hi, this is Morgan from customer support. Give me a call back.
Okay, you guys, I put in for shipping on an item, and you guys did the invoice for the item was supposed to be free. You guys had deducted $54.97 out of my account that I guess is showing for the item. I did not authorize that.
Yes, and can I get your zip code?
78154.
And your first and last name?
Teresa Noah, NOAH.
Then what was your mailing address?
719 Main Street, Apartment 4, Schertz, Texas.
Do you see an order was placed for the pulse oximeter?
Pardon?
There was an order that was placed for the pulse oximeter. So when you
And
place
it was
that
supposed to
order,
be.
that is a entry gift into our monthly subscription, where you get a $125 gift card towards any purchase in our store for the $54.97.
No, I did not authorize that.
Yes, it starts when you place the order for the pulse oximeter. That's stated in the terms and conditions whenever you place the order.
There was no terms and conditions with that in it.
Yes, Samuel, we've had to agree to those terms and conditions to place the order. Do you recall checking a box that states you're 18 years or older?
Okay, I want this credited back to my account.
So we can have this account canceled. That stops any future billings. We can offer a 35% refund on that charge.
What do you mean 35%?
We can offer a partial refund.
I want a total refund of the $54.97, and I guess since you're not going to ship the item, the $7.95 also.
We don't give shipping and handling back. The order was placed on the 13th of January.
Okay, is
The
it going to
order
ship
takes,
out for free?
it's already been shipped out, but we don't give shipping and handling back.
Boy, you guys are a rip-off, aren't you?
Yes, and we do apologize that you misunderstood the terms and conditions of the order you placed. We can offer you a 50% refund as a one-time courtesy.
No, I want the full refund of $54.97.
The most we can offer is 50%.
This is crazy. I need the full refund for both.
We don't
Bobby,
give
how
shipping and
much?
handling back, and we can offer a 50% refund on the $54.97.
No, I want my full $54.97 back.
Again, the most we can offer is 50%. It's a
Okay,
valid
thank you.
charge because you placed the order.
I did not place an order with this $54.97 on it. I have an invoice for $7.95 showing that I was going to get the little finger thing and it was free. I
Yes,
did
and
not.
the
I
$7
did
and
not.
the change, that's for the shipping and handling. It states that in the terms and conditions.
So is it still going to ship out?
Again, the order was placed on the 13th. It's already been shipped. Orders take 3 to 5 business days to be delivered.
Okay, then I want my full refund of the $54.97.
No, we can offer a 50% refund. That gift card would have
Okay.
been emailed to T as in Terry, Noah1953@gmail.com.
No, thank you. I will call my bank and I'll get my full amount of money back.
What
Thank you.
happens when you file a dispute with your bank is that they call us, we verify your email, your phone number, as well as the tracking device and the terms and conditions, and we verify that the order was placed and it puts your account into a chargeback. Give me one moment to have your account canceled though, and I can give you a cancellation number.
What is that?
I said, give me one moment to have the account canceled and I can give you a cancellation number.
Okay.
So I have your account canceled, and all the term and although the terms and conditions were misunderstood, we went ahead and issued the full refund. It'll take 3 to 5 days to post. Are you ready for the cancellation number?
Yes.
C as in Charlie, 25, 87, 64, 32, and the number 8.
That was C258767338.
328.
Okay. So I'm getting my full refund?
That's correct.
Okay, and what was your name again?
Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N.
Thank you, Morgan.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.